Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Grilling World. Thanks for joining The Grilling Guys. Don't forget to check us out at the grillingguys.com. Hit us on that website. It's a wonderful resource. It's thegrillingguys.com, and you can hit us on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy on Twitter. But our website, more importantly, it's a blog. You can ask questions on it if you're not a Facebook freak. You can go right to our website, and you can punch up recipes. And if you look for something, if you're searching for a recipe on that site, you'll see suggestions at the bottom. It's really cool, and we're getting more and more recipes. If you want to contribute recipes, you can do that on Facebook / The Grilling Guys, or you can do it right on our website. As I said again, it's a blog, so you can just submit a comment, and you can click all of our links on there. You can click any of those logos, which are sponsors, and you'll find, like, right at the top, it'll say The Good One, which is one of our big sponsors. It's a smoker out of Kansas City, Three Little Pigs. And on the live line right now from The Good One and Three Little Pigs is 9-time world champion barbecue cooker, Mr. Barbecue, Chris Marks.
How you doing, Bob and Jop?
Hey, I'm doing good, Chris. Thanks for making time for us. I know you're a busy man this time of year.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, we never stop smoking, especially when the weather starts to get a little cool. I tell you what, it brings the best out of us. We cook all year round. We love it. And there's no need to stop smoking once the weather gets cold, especially up there in Grand Rapids. The great thing is, you know, when you get a really great quality smoker, it doesn't matter how cold it is, because you can just smoke, you can cook, you can grill all year round. And tell you what, it makes it a little funner when there's a little snow on the ground.
Yeah, it sure does. And if you were going to give us a tip about it, let's say it's 38 degrees out, and I wanted to light up the smoker and cook some butts, is there anything special I got to do because the unit's so cold that to get it going before I start working with it?
Well, you bring up a very good question there. Remember, it's a bunch of steel. So once that steel gets down and gets cold, you know, it's really contracted. So what you do is you just give it a little more time to start up, put a little more charcoal in it, and let it get a little hotter. And once you let it get hot, that steel heats up, those pores really start absorbing that heat. You're really not going to have to mess with it at all. Unless you have a really thin smoker or a thin grill, then you will have to mess with it. But the thicker the steel, the better it's going to work. Especially, you know, 38 degrees really doesn't bug them that much. But when you get down into the zero temps and the tens, you know, those bigger iron smokers, they're going to pay for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going to suck down, cool. Going to suck down some charcoal too.
Oh, you will suck down some charcoal.
That's okay. Hey, you know, they always make more. I know The Good One has a lot of good charcoal, and as a matter of fact, I've got a shipment of it coming to my house right now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you do. We're putting your palette together for you right now.
Nice.
Send up some of those Three Little Pig sauces and rubs too. I'm getting a little low, and I tell you what, it's time for my buddy Bob to hook me up again.
But go to Spartan Stores.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
And, you know, Zager, I tell you what, they've got a nice little load of it over there.
Yeah,
they'll be glad to sell you some.
Yeah, right. I know they will. I'm just
he's Dutch. Hey, so I was talking with you earlier, and we both said the same thing. Lamb. You know what we really want to get into right now is some lamb. So what do you like to do with lamb? Let's talk doing it on the smoker versus the grill. I'm probably thinking like a leg myself, because that's pretty hard to say no to.
Well, actually, what you do is I've done them all. I've done leg. I've done rack of lamb. And right now in some of the box stores, you're able to find the leg and also the rack. And I tell you what, you can't beat it. The one thing you do on the leg of lamb is just got to make sure you degland it, because that's the one thing that really can ruin a great lamb is if you don't pop those glands out of there. And if I'm not mistaken, there's 7 glands you need to pull out of it. The one thing about a lamb is, too, you're not going to cook it to 195 to 200 degrees.
Right.
Well, you're looking to cook those big, dense meats. You're looking at the lamb to be more of a medium rare type of cook. So you're looking at about a 128 to a 135 gives you that nice, rare, medium lamb that a lot of people like. When you're talking about that crown, now that crown is basically almost like a small pork chop, as we call it up here in Kansas City. But what you do is when you grill it, it pops the gamey flavor. You pick up a little bit of a gamey flavor when you grill it. But when you smoke it, you low and slow it, it almost gives it a very beefy, tender type of flavor. So it's a total different flavor. I'm not a true lamb lover, but when I cook the lamb chops, actually I smoke the lamb chops, and I'll smoke them again to about 135 degrees. I love them because it gives it more of a almost a beefy type texture, beefy flavor. You don't get that tart lamb flavor.
Do you ever grill lamb chops?
Yes, I have. I grill. And what I usually do on the lamb chops, Bob, is I'll smoke them for about an hour and a half, raise them up to about 125 degrees. Then what I'll do is I'll usually put some salt and pepper across them, and then I'll grill them on the grill. So what I do is I have a tendency to blacken the outside of them, give it a little bit of a crust on that outside, and it really brings the flavor out because you throw that pepper on there, you throw that salt, it starts to draw the moisture up as you grill it, and it just gives it a great flavor.
And maybe a little rosemary and mint?
Yep, and then that's all dependent. Yeah, rosemary, mint. My dad was notorious for that. Building up, he loved rosemary and he loved mint, especially on the lamb.
Mm-hmm.
He always came back with a raspberry sauce.
Yes. Or maybe,
it was killer.
Yeah, or maybe a little thyme. I kind of like on it, too. I love lamb chops. I mean, they are just so tasty and it's just a nice change up if you want to impress friends, especially if you have somebody coming over and you want to really make them feel special. I mean, you pull up some beautiful lamb chops and they're going to be pretty blown away because most people just don't think of that.
Right. It's true holiday meat. I've also had lamb hamburger.
A lamb burger.
I had that down in Arizona and it was actually very tasty. And we cooked it to a medium rare and I was very surprised at how well it tasted.
Well, that's cool.
Lamb hamburger.
You've got some, lamb burger. There's a new drive-thru coming into town. I can see it. You've got a couple nice changes coming out on the Good One, and we're looking forward to getting those new Good One smokers and grills into Michigan, and they'll be shipping sometime around January, I think, with the new upgrades. We just had our national sales meeting out there, and you guys have really done a lot of work to just keep pushing that product along, and we really appreciate it. You're making a big difference in the way Michigan grills, let me tell you that.
Well, the one thing I do want to say is at Ace of Hearts, we're innovative. We're not copycats. We're constantly looking at how to make our grills better, cook better, work better, use less charcoal, easier to clean. We're constantly innovating our grills. We're not just going out and looking at something else on the floor and trying to copy it.
Or shipping them all overseas either.
Exactly, because everything we have is made in. We have one that makes it in Kansas and one that makes it in Missouri. So everything we make is USA-made and American quality.
Yeah, and that's why they last 25 years. I mean, they're just beasts. Anyway, we appreciate you taking time with us this morning, Chris, and look forward to seeing you sometime in the next month or two. I know Rob and I have some classes coming up. We're going to put classes on right through the winter, and we're just going to keep the barbecue going, baby.
Yep, does not stop in the winter. I mean, it actually gets stronger.
Oh, no, that's right. It's a great time to take a barbecue class because you're going to be indoor anyway. So
that's right.
You don't have to waste your summer. All right, dude. Well, thanks again, and say hi to everybody back there, and keep those pallets rolling, baby.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot again.
Okay, Chris, thanks. That was Chris Marks from Ace of Hearts Barbecue Specialties, our big sponsor here. They make the Good One. They make Three Little Pig sauces and rubs. They make the All Naturals, which you can find in Spartan stores. Zager's has all of the sauces and rubs and the grills and charcoal, lump wood. And also Hanson Feed and Seed has all that stuff also up in Greenville. You've got Alpha and Omega over in Williamston. You've just got really more and more Good One dealers popping up all over the place. So
if you haven't cooked on one of these things, it's a very, very good smoker. You ought to check one out. Go to one of those retailers. I've learned to cook better and more quality on one of those than I have on any other smoker than we've ever had.
I think you can even get those sauces and rubs at Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk to our friend Tom Antor from the Hunt and Time Expo that's going to be happening here in the end of January. Bob and I are going to do a three-day gig down there, have a lot of fun. Tom's going to talk to us about the Hunt and Time Expo and some microbrews and things he's going to have there. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.